This happened to Ronald Reagan in the first debate in 1984, where he really boned up, and he did poorly.
They filled his head with facts and figures, and he couldn't be Reagan.
Yeah. Now the question is, it didn't sound to me like that was Trump's problem in this debate. That he didn't seem overfilled with facts and figures. He seemed like he sort of missed opportunities that were presented by the flow of the debate itself.
Right. Well, he had two things. He had. Trouble deflecting some of Hillary Clinton's attacks, or he over-responded to things that she brought up negatively about his record rather than pivoting, as you like to do in a debate, to the positive points that you want to make. But the other thing that's going on here is Donald Trump has basically given one interview since then. I mean, he talked to reporters in the spin room with Fox and Friends, and he's now talking, and you have that clip
for us? Let's listen to this. This is from Fox and Friends, Donald Trump.
No, not at all. I didn't see it that way. At the end, maybe, the very last question, when she brought up the person that became, I know that person. That person was a Miss Universe person, and she was the worst we ever had. The worst, the absolute worst. She was impossible. And she was a Miss Universe contestant and ultimately a winner, who they had a tremendously difficult time with as Miss Universe. She was the winner, and she gained a massive amount of weight, and it was a real problem. We had a real problem. Not only that, her attitude.
So he was asked a question there. I probably should have mentioned this going in, about the perception that he'd run out of gas right in the debate, and he answered with that.
That being Alicia Machado, who was brought up by Hillary Clinton. This is 20 years ago, and she says that Trump got on her about her weight after she won the crown. My point here
they
is...
He called her names, right?
He called her names, called her
Miss Piggy
among others. My point here is, however Donald Trump did, and by the way, he thinks he won this debate, and he told that to me, and he's proclaimed that publicly. But the next morning, he's talking about Miss Universe from 20 years ago. That's not going to help him win the election.
It certainly isn't. And the whole that Miss Piggy stuff, it may not be too helpful with the female vote that he's not done well with.
Right. So here he is talking about, well, I told her she had to lose weight. I mean, whether he's right or wrong, and we don't know exactly what happened between them, Trump did best in that debate when he talked about Hillary Clinton's been around for 25 years. What has she accomplished? The government's out of control, and we need to bring it under control. You don't need to be a professional campaign manager. No, you ought to be talking about themes like that and not some dispute from 20 years ago. But he has a tendency to relitigate things that come up in attacks and always feel like he has to respond.
And it may tell us something about the problem he had in rising to the bait that she kept tossing during the debate at him,
right,
Hillary.